Next person is Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-A, Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, born 1-14-50, 74-year-old woman from Houston. By the way, she was seen at 4 o'clock. Today, 6-1. 74-year-old woman from Houston was seen for the first time by this examiner for face-to-face evaluation, period. She used to be a manager at multiple businesses in Houston area, including Mercedes-Benz. Her husband died since 1979, period. She has no children. She never smoked, never drank, period. She's currently on hospice because of severe protein calorie malnutrition. Patients used to weigh about 120 pounds. Now she weighs less than 105 pounds in the past 6 months. She's had numerous workup, including CT of the abdomen, pelvis, and multiple blood work, but there has been no issue. No specific findings as a cause of her weight loss. She also suffers from hypertension, has had gallbladder surgery, retained stone, ERCP, depression, anxiety, abnormal weight loss, muscle weakness, and adult failure to thrive, period. She eats very little. She's bedbound. Her OSAT's only 90. She's not on oxygen, partially because of her weakness and hypoventilation, period. Other surgeries include hysterectomy and knee surgery, period. Knee paragraph. Allergies include Ambien and penicillin, period. Knee paragraph. For COVID immunization is up to date as well. Period. Patient is bedbound, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinence, does not have the ability to get up and go to the bathroom anymore. Family takes the caretakers, has to bring her food and change her diapers and take care of her on a regular basis, which definitely meets the criteria for protein, calorie malnutrition, and failure to thrive for as far as unknown causes, period. No cancers have been identified, period. Patient has lost, continues to lose weight, her ADL dependency, weakness, hypoventilation, borderline hypoxemia is all consistent with worsening condition and worsening symptoms of failure to thrive and protein, calorie, malnutrition, which makes patient eligible for hospice care at this time. Most patients' overall prognosis is quite grave. Thank you.